Sholo and Kobo. Another thing. Cry. Yeah. Once in a while, feel so good. Tell it off. Steam and cry. True that, true that. Don't be ashamed. Don't wipe your eyes. Just let the tears go down. Let everybody see. It's a natural thing. Yeah. Check this out. I got a story to tell. Yeah.
They were man and wife, but he hardly slept with her. Out late with his friends, hurting his liver. She 9 months pregnant, crying a river. Alone at home, about to deliver. He brings away his pain, but more pain to give her. The cold street make her bite her lip and shiver. She was a diva. When they met back at school, she was so fine. Everybody was a fool. Now she's married to one who's also a drunk. Coming back late, slurry words, smelling like a skunk. Working hard, but he drink harder. Married to the bottle, about to be your father. Baby kicking, got her crying on the phone. So he broke the speed limit, driving drunk like he in a race, trying to win it. Lost control, overtaking on the bend. Punched to his death, an untimely end. Wifey gave birth, what joy, it's a boy. But she cried when she found out she was a widow. Mourning bold headed, that's the culture of the Igbos. In heaven, closer than family, neighbors for many years. Two young men, always topping their peers. Their parents never thought that they would bring home tears. Separated, then they met in college, pursuing knowledge, but they couldn't hang, cause they were members of rival gangs. Eyeballing each other, walking with their people. When you bang with the colors, rest of mind leads you. Now you're looking over your back, expecting evil. They were cold-blooded, grown men, both lethal. A far shot from the fun-loving boys. The guns that they tote, far from toys. And one night, both gangs had beef. Hanging in the atmosphere, they left a shroud of grief. A face-off, right in the school premises. That night, they met their nemesis. They shot each other point-blank, eyes to eye. Oh my God, they made their mamas cry.